Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Psachim Samach Vav. In the Mishnah we learned that a Korban Pesach can be brought even on Shabbos. So if Yudal B'Nissan falls out on Shabbos, we bring the Korban despite the fact that it entails a Malacha of Shechita. The Gemara today will teach us the reason, the Makar of this Halacha. The Gemara begins 10 lines from the top of the Amud on Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan, Halacha zu, this very Halacha, that a Korban Pesach is Zeicha Shabbos, Nis'alma mi B'nei Besera. B'nei Besera were Nesim, and they forgot, they didn't know this Halacha, whether or not a Korban Pesach is Zeicha Shabbos. So what happened? Pam Achas, there was once a time that Chol Arba Osar Liyes B'Shabbos, the 14th day of Nisan fell out on Shabbos. Shachehu, they forgot, v'lo yodu, and did not know in Pesach Deiches HaShabbos, im lav, whether or not Korban Pesach is Deiches HaShabbos. Omru, they announced, klum yesh adam shiyodea, is there anybody out there that knows, that is aware of this halacha, in Pesach Deiches HaShabbos, im lav, whether or not Pesach is Deiches HaShabbos. Omru, lahem. So others responded, and they said, yeah, actually, Adam Echad Yesh. There's a person, a very chash of a person, Sha'olim Bavel, that came up from Bavel, the Hillel HaBavli Shmoy. He's called Hillel HaBavli. This is our Hillel, who is the Nasi of Klal Yisrael. Sheshimesh Shnei Gedolei Hador, who is Meshamesh, two great people. He learned by them. Shmaya Vavtali, V'yodeya. And as a result of him associating so closely with Shmaya Vavtalian, he actually knows this halach yedeya in Pesach deiches haShabbos imlav, whether or not Pesach deiches haShabbos. Sholchu v'karloi, so they went and they called him over. Omerloi, and they asked him, klumata yedeya in a Pesach deiches haShabbos imlav. Do you know whether or not Pesach deiches haShabbos? Omerlem, so this is what he responded. V'chi Pesach echad yeishlonu b'shana shedeiches haShabbos. You asking this question. Do we only have one Pesach, one example of a Pesach throughout the year, which is Zeicha Shabbos? That you ask this question, Valoi harba yoser mimosayim psachim yesh lano b'shana shadeich nasa Shabbos. We actually have more than 200 examples of a Pesach which is Zeicha Shabbos. So why are you even asking? What do you mean by this? Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi here is 10 lines from the top. Omer len Hillel, v'chi Pesach echad yesh lanu, shedeiches haShabbos, v'alo yoyser memesayim psochem yesh lanu, shedeiches haShabbos. K'loyim, this is what he meant to say. We have 200 examples of karbonis which are deiches haShabbos. Yoyser memesayim karbonis yesh, shedeiches haShabbos, b'shona, throughout the year. Why? Chamishim Shabbos es haShona. Throughout the 50 Shabbos of the year, b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, arba kvasim, we have 4 kvasim that are brought on the Shabbos. Shnayim l'tmidim, u'shnayim musafim. 2 are tamid, 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, and 2 from musaf. Harim osayim gives you a total of 200. Levad Shabbos shebesech Pesach. This is aside from the Shabbos, which falls out during Pesach, besech chag, and during Sukkot. Shekraven ben musaf v'hayoyim, where you have the additional musafim of the yomtiv. Shivaslam b'Pesach v'arba'asa l'chag. So we find a precedent. You yourself certainly know that there are many, many karbanis. He referred to them as 200 psachim. He meant to say many karbanis out there that are certainly brought on Shabbos without any compunction. Of course, karbanis which are time sensitive are meant to be deicha Shabbos. Amr loy. So they told him, fine. The Tamid, the Musaf is Deicha Shabbos. But how would you know to apply this to the Korban Pesach, which is Deicha Shabbos? Amar lo menayin lecha. So they asked him, how do you know? Continues the Gemara. Amar lo menayin lecha, amar lahem. So he responded to them, because we have a similarity. We apply a Gzirah Shava. Nemar me'ad v'Pesach. We find that the Torah employs the term Mayadoi in the context of the Korban Pesach. It says, V'yasu v'nei Yisrael es ha-Pesach v'mayadoi. V'ne'amar moyada b'tomid. And likewise, by tomid, the Torah uses the term. Pasas tzavas b'nei Yisrael, etc. And it says, tishmru lahakrili b'moyadoi. So we have the word b'moyadoi by tomid. And we derive with exerishav. Ma moyadoi ha'omar b'tomid. Just as tomid, which has the word moyadoi, doyechas ha'shabos. How do we know that tomid is doyechas ha'shabos? Soon the Gemara will tell us that as well. But that's a given at this point. Af mayadi ha'amar Pesach, likewise Korban Pesach, which has the word mayadi, doyech es ha'Shabbos. So from this gzeirah shava, we learn that just as Tomer is doyech ha'Shabbos, Pesach is doyech ha'Shabbos. V'oid additionally, kavachomer, we can apply a kavachomer. Kavachomer who? Uma tomet she'ein onesh karis. Certainly, Tomer, despite the fact that there's no karis involved, if they negate to be makir of Korban Tomer, it doesn't generate karis. Still and all, Toyechas HaShabbos. Despite the fact that Tomid doesn't have Kurs, it allows Tchiyah of Shabbos, Pesach Shonish Kurs, certainly Korban Pesach, which generates Kurs. If one neglects to bring the Korban, it results in Einish Kurs. Eino Din Shedechas HaShabbos, certainly it justifies Toyechas HaShabbos. So you actually have two separate sources. The Korban Pesach is Toyechas HaShabbos. Number one, the Gzeirah Shava from Tomid. Just as Tamar is Deich, Pesach is Deich. Number two, by applying a Kavachomer, we find Tamar, despite the fact it doesn't have the Kurus element, is Deich HaShabbos. Certainly Pesach, which has Kurus, is Deich HaShabbos. The Bnei Yisrael, hearing this, very impressed by his Chachma, by his knowledge, and they abdicated their position. Could you imagine? They gave up their Nesius. Miyad, immediately, Hoshivu Bereish, they placed them at the front. Uminu, Nasi aleim, and they pointed him as a Nasi on them. They gave up their position because they saw that he was a bigger chacham. And now that he was appointed Nasi, he sat throughout the rest of the day and he was derish the halachos like he Nasi does. What was he being derish? Kalim kulei bilchas haPesach. And then he turned to them and he began giving them Musa, taunting them. Hischol mekantaram medvarm. He began taunting them with words. Armalan, mi goyrim lachem. What brought this about? What was goyrim? She'ela mi bavel, that I will come up from bavel, ve'ei nasi aleichem, and I will turn into the nasi over you. Why do you have to give up your position? What was the goyrim? Atzlus. Shoyse b'chem. It's none other than the laziness, which is the culprit. Your laziness. Shloi shimashtem b'shnei g'dayla ador. Shmai v'avtalim. You failed to learn from the g'dayla ador. And therefore you were missing this knowledge. So he gave them Musar. A person is meant to invest great effort to attain Torah. So this concludes the first phase of the story. They wanted to know the halacha. If Pesach zeich HaShabbos, they turned to Hillel. And he responded in the affirmative. Omer loy, they turned to him with another question. Rebbe. Shochach lehevi sakin merushabbos mao. What if this fellow forgot to bring a knife to the Beis Hamikdash? He forgot to prepare his knife from before Shabbos. Can he transport it on Shabbos? Omerlen, this time he didn't know. He responded, halacha zu shomati v'shochachti. Actually, I once knew this halacha. I heard it, but I forgot. Ella, rather, this is how we should proceed. If we don't know, follow the crowd. Hanach len l'Yisrael, leave Klal Yisrael, meaning let's rely on Klal Yisrael and observe their behavior tomorrow. Im ein a neviim heim, if they're not actually neviim, b'nei neviim heim, they're close to neviim, they're potential neviim, they have the characteristics of neviim, and let's just rely on them. Let's see what they do. Whatever Klal Yisrael does, that's the true way to do things. Hashem will give them Sefer Shemaya to do things according to Halacha. We assume what they do is through Mesorah, through Kabbalah, from their parents, etc. Let's just see what Klal Yisrael does tomorrow. L'machar, so the following day, which was Shabbos, they observed. And what did they see? Everybody was coming to the Beis HaMikdash. And some individuals apparently forgot to bring their knives. And they proceeded as follows. Misha Pischei Tola, this fellow who had a lamb as his carbon, Toich Fabit Simran. He would insert the knife into the wool of the carbon and transport it in that manner to the Beis HaMikdash. So although using an animal for malacha is asur, but this was in a backhanded way, derech shinui, a non-conventional manner, and since this was for the sake of the mitzvah, apparently it was mutter. Misha pischakdi, whoever had a goat, toichvei ben kara, there's no wool there, so he would insert the knife between its horns. Ruah maase, now that Hillel saw this activity, v'niska halacha, he reminded himself of the halacha, v'omar, indeed he said, kach mikublani mipri shmai v'avtalion. This is exactly what I heard from my rabbeim, shmai v'avtalion, that this is the way to proceed if one forgets to prepare his knife before Shabbos. This concludes the second phase of the story. They asked him regarding bringing a knife, and he responded, indeed, that the way everybody is doing it is the proper way. Omar Mar, let's go back to the first question. Can we bring a Pesach on Shabbos? And he responded, yeah, certainly. And it was twofold. Firstly, there was a Gzeira Shava, and then a Kavachim. So he began by saying, Nemar Me'ad BePesach. We find the word Me'ad BePesach. Nemar Me'ad BeTamid. We find the same word by Tamid. Ma Me'ad Omar BeTamid. Doichas HaShabbos. Just as Tamid, which has Me'ad, is Doichas HaShabbos. Af Me'ad Omar BePesach. Same thing, Pesach, that has the word Me'ad. Deichas Shabbos will be Deichas Shabbos because we apply Gzeira Shava. Okay, so Pesach is learned from Tamid. But how do you know that Tamid is Deichas Shabbos? V'Tamid Gufei, min olam dachis Shabbos. How do you know that Tamid is Deichas Shabbos? Ilay m'mashum dechsiv bei b'mayade. Is it because the Torah uses the word b'mayade in the context of covering Tamid, which indicates that it has a designated time, and regardless of whether it's Monday or Shabbos, you bring that Tamid. It's time sensitive. Is that the basis for your contention that Tamid is Eichah Shabbos? If that is so, then Pesach Nami. Haksev be Mayadei. You have the word Mayadei by Pesach as well. V'yasev b'nei Yisrael as a Pesach by Mayadei. If Mayadei indicates Shabbos, then Pesach has its own source. Mayadei indicates Shabbos. What do you have to apply and connect it to Tamid? Ela Mayadei le'mashmalei. Apparently the word Mayadei on its own will not provide us with this halacha. It doesn't necessarily allude to Shabbos. Hachanami. So here as well by Tamid. Mayadei le'mashmalei. Mayadei doesn't teach us anything regarding Shabbos. So how do we know Tamid is Echa Shabbos? Ela makro. Rather, this is the source for Tamid bin Echa Shabbos. The pasuk says, Oila Shabbos v'Shabbat. He meant to bring the Tamid on Shabbos, al oilas haTamid. In addition to the oilas haTamid, what do you see? Mechlal, apparently, oila the Tamid kriva b'Shabbos. The oila of the Tamid will be brought even on Shabbos. So this pasuk is a source that a Tamid will be brought even on Shabbos. And we take this halacha and we apply it further to Karban Pesach using the Gzeira Shava. Amamar, so we learned, v'oid, in addition to the Gzeira Shava, we have another source, Kavu Chomer. Because since we find that the Tamid, despite the fact that there's no Einish Karis there, Doichas HaShabbos, it has the ability to Doichas HaShabbos, certainly Pesach Shanish Karis, which has the Karis element within it, Einish Din Shadoichas HaShabbos, certainly Doichas HaShabbos. This was the alternate source. Ikal Mifrach says the more you can refute this Kavach Chaimer. Perhaps, you know why Tamid is Doichas HaShabbos? Because it has Chumras. It has advantages over Pesach. Malo Tamid, Shekein Tadr, it's a constant, it's a daily carbon, as opposed to Pesach, which is once a year. Vikal, Tamid is completely brought on the Mizbeach, as opposed to Pesach, which is eaten by the Yom. So how can you compare the two things? Answers the Gemara. Actually, you're right. Kavachayma Amalu Beresh. Initially, Hillel presented a Kavachayma. Uperchu. And they responded by applying this percha. You can't compare Pesach to Tamid, which has chumris. So they negated the kavachim. Now he needed to find another source. V'hadar amalu gzera shava. So he responded by giving them the gzera shava. And we know that a person cannot refute gzera shava. It's an absolute. So this was the marker that Pesach is Zecha Shabbos. We compare Pesach to Tamid using the word b'mayad. Says the Gemara, but if he had a Gzeira Shava, why did he need a Kavachomer? Once he learned from his Rebbeim that he meant to use these words for Gzeirah Shava, which is an absolute limud. It's as though the pasuk is actually telling it to you. Why do you have to apply Kavach Chaim, which is something that a person generates on his own? It's his own svar. If you have the Gzeirah Shava, which is a more solid makar, why even bother with the Kavach Chaim? Says the Moyer, right? He really had a Gzeirah Shava. He didn't need a Kavach Chaim. He was simply speaking on their terms. He said like this. Ella, rather, lidid hu ka'amar lu. He was simply speaking in their language. They were asking him, is a Pesach, like a Shabbos? We don't know. We're unaware of the halacha. And he responded like this. I'm not understanding why you wouldn't know this halacha. Bishlam gzeres shava legamrisu. I understand why you wouldn't know the gzeres shava, because perhaps you weren't mekablet. You didn't learn it from your Rebbeim. Gzeres shava cannot be initiated. It has to be accepted from your Rebbe, who accepted it from his Rebbe, from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Hashem b'Sinai. That these words are meant to be used for Gzeres Shava. Fine, so you weren't Mekabel, so that explains why you didn't know the Gzeres Shava. The in Adam don Gzeres Shava ma'asma, a person doesn't have the ability to generate the Gzeres Shava on his own. Fine. So I understand why you wouldn't know the Gzeres Shava. However, Elo, Kavach Chomer. What happened to a Kavach Chomer? The Adam don ma'asma, a person is fully allowed to generate his own Kavach Chomer. You should have applied a Kavach Chomer. You should have figured it out on your own. Why don't you know this halach? And they responded, Amr Leh, actually, Kavach Chomer Prichu. It's a refuted Kavach Chomer. As the Gemara says, because you can't necessarily learn Pesach from Tamid, which has the additional Chumrah that it's Kalil, it's Tadr. So they were justifying their lack of knowledge. You're suggesting that we should have applied a Kavach Chomer? It's a Kavach Chomer Pricha. It's not a substantiated Kavach Chomer. And regarding Gzeirah Shava, well, that we weren't Mekabel. That explains our ignorance. But truthfully, the Gzeirah Shava on its own provides sufficient source for this halach. Let's take a look at Rashi inside, 13 lines from the bottom. The Gemara asked, Why did he have to even have a Kavach Chomer? Once Hillel was mekabel from his Rebbe, shegzeir shavazul lekach ba, that this gzeir shav is meant to be applied for this halacha, the kaimelon, because we know, ein adam gdon gzeir shav ma'asma, a person cannot initiate his own gzeir shav, elim kenes kabel uba mesinai, unless it was accepted all the way from Sinai. Why? The dilma krol milsach riti yasa. How do you know that the pasuk is coming for this purpose? Vekivan duhu kach kibel. Now once he was makabel, that these words are intended for this point. It says, the pasuk is clearly speaking about it. So we have a pasuk about it. If that's the case, why does he have to resort to a kavach chomer, which is not as powerful as a gzeirah shava? It's something which a person on his own initiates. The Gemara responded, you're right. He didn't need more than a gzeirah shava. But the give and take here was simply on their terms. Hachi ka'amar. This is what he meant to say. Nihi degzer shava lagamrisu. He's trying to explore why don't they know this halacha. Fine, degzer shava, you don't know. You weren't mekablet. You didn't accept mirab b'seichem. Degzer shava, sricha rav. Degzer shava needs a rebbe. They know them done degzer shava ma'atzma. Elam came lomdem rabbi. That explains why you don't have degzer shava. Elaka v'chemer, which a person can generate. What happened to the Kavach Chomer? Why couldn't you figure this out on your own? Learn Pesach from Talmud with the Kavach Chomer. On that they responded, Kavach Chomer, the Ispe, like thy Ninon. You can't apply this Kavach Chomer. The Prichu, it's a refutable Kavach Chomer. Kedamron, as we said, Shekein Tadr, because Talmud actually stands higher than Pesach. It's a constant carbon. It's kol completely brought on the Mizbeach. And that explained why we could not use a Kavach Chomer to learn that Pesach is a Shabbos. We needed you to come inform us that there is a Gzeirah Shava to be applied, which you are mekabel from your Rebbe. So in conclusion, there were two things asked by the Bnei Bezerah from Hillel. Number one, is Pesach a Shabbos? He responded, certainly yes. And it's based on a Gzeirah Shava, just as Tamar is a Shabbos. We learn it from a Pasuk. Oila Shabbos b'Shabbatai, al Oila Satomet, indicating that Oila Satomet is brought even on Shabbos. We apply that to Pesach as well, using the Gzeir Shava of Moyadoi Moyadoi. Regarding the second question, the person neglected to prepare a knife before Shabbos, how does he want to proceed? They observed the crowd, everybody did a Derech Shinoi, and he reminded himself of the Halacha. Indeed, this is the Halacha that was Makabel, Shmai v'Avtalia. Continues the Gemara, referring to the minuk that they observed that everybody was carrying their knives using their animals. Omar lemachar, the next day, Misha Pischei Tala, this fellow who had a Tala for his carbon, Toichav Lai Bit Simrai, he inserted the knife into the wool, Gdi, if it was a goat, Toichav Lai Bin Karav, he inserted it between the horns. Says Zimbabwe, but we have a couple of concerns here. How can they do this? Vaka Ovid Avoid the Bakachim. Isn't he doing avoida with a carbon? Rashi brings a pasuk like Sava de Bukhar. One cannot use a carbon for his own personal benefit. It's Me'ila. So how can he go ahead and transport the knife with his carbon? Says the Gemara, because it actually was not yet a carbon. He was only magdish in the Azar. Ki Hillel. He followed Hillel's precedent, the Sanya. Omra Lava Hillel. They said regarding Hillel, Miyamav. All his days, lo yimol adam b'ilosei. Nobody ever committed the me'ila by having anah from his carbon oil. You know why? Because it wasn't yet an oil until it got to the Beis HaMikdash. Elo mevia chul nazar. He would bring it when it was still in its chulin state to the azar. And over there, he would make an hedge, u'magdisha. And immediately, v'samech yadeh, he'd lean on it, v'sheichta, and v'sheichet it. So it wouldn't leave much time for somebody to have anah, and it wouldn't bring to pitfall. Same thing here. They would bring the Karm Pesach on Shabbos to the Azor while it was still in its chulin estate, and in the Azorah they would be magdish the carbon. Interesting, Tosis actually brings from the Yerushalmi the answer to the Shaila, how can they go ahead and use their animal, their carbon, to transport the knife? The Yerushalmi says, because this was avoida l'tzurcha carbon. It wasn't for the owner's personal benefit, it was for the sake of the carbon. Therefore, there's no me'ila here. Al Gemara responds by saying they will only maglish it in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, how can they do that? Pesach b'Shabbos, hechi motzi maglish le. How can a person turn this thing into a carbon Pesach on Shabbos? Vatznan, ein maglishin. What is that meant to be maglish on Yom Tov? Ve'ein ma'richin. Or to commit himself to bring the value of a person, erech pleni alai, ve'ein ma'chrimin, this is another form of hegdish. What is meant to do that? Because it appears like Mecha Chamemker, like he's engaged in transactions and business transactions. Ve'e magbin truma masers, nor you meant to separate truma maser, kol elu b'yomtev amru. All these were said regarding Yomtev, kal v'chayim b'shabbos, certainly on Shabbos, which is more strict than Yomtev. So how can they make hegdish on Shabbos? Ha ne'mile b'chayivah she'en kvod ha'enzman. Says the Gemara, this only applies to a chayivah, a commitment which is not time sensitive. Yeah, so don't go make your oil on Shabbos for no reason. Aval b'chayivah shekavulan's man, but karbonos chayva, which are time related, like a carbon Pesach, magdishim. Even the Chacham allowed the hegdash to be applied in this manner. Don't Rabbi Yechon, magdish adam es pesach b'shabbos. If erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos, a person can't go ahead and be magdish his carbon on Shabbos. V'chagigasa b'yomtiv, or his carbon chagiga on yomtiv. So in short, there was no concern of avoid the bekachim, because it wasn't yet a carbon until it got to the Azara. They were only maglish it once it got to the Beis HaMikdash. This was allowed, despite the fact that it's Shabbos. Says the Gemara, there's one more concern. Valei mechamer. Mechamer means using an animal to carry a load for you on Shabbos. It's a separate malacha mechamer. How can they go ahead and have their animal carry for them on Shabbos? Mechamer kelach hayad. It's an indirect form of mechamer. This is not the conventional way of an animal transporting a load. It's using his wool, etc. And therefore, there's no malacha. Fine, says the Gemara, there's no malacha. Mechamek la'achayad, nihi nami. Certainly, the Yisur d'Araisa leka, there's no Yisur d'Araisa. Yisur d'Rabbanam yikah, there's still Yisur d'Rabbanam. So how can they go ahead and do that? Says the Gemara, exactly this was the question. This was the equation presented by the Bnei Yisur Tehillah. We want to know, hainu de kaboymine. This is what they asked him. Dovah sheesh la'ashtem anatur. something which is really mutar min hatorah, such as this case of melacha kelachayad, mechamek lachayad. So min hatorah it's mutar, but v'davar shvus oimed b'fanav. But what face was a shvus? The question is la'akre kelachayad, to uproot that shvus kelachayad in an indirect manner, in a backhanded way. But malka mitzvah, when it's for the sake of mitzvah, my was halacha. This was the equation that was presented. We have a drabon. It's kelachayad. But it's for the sake of a mitzvah. Is this mutar or asur? This was their suffix. Amarlan, and he responded, halacha z'shamati v'shachachti. Actually, I heard this, but I forgot. Elah hanichulan Yisrael. Rather, follow Yisrael, rely on them. Im ein nevim hein, b'nei nevim hein. And whatever they do is something to be relied upon. Let's take a look at Rashi here, which is around 10-11 lines from the top of the Amud. Rashi begins with Mechamer. So how could one transport a knife on his animal? Isn't he committing Mechamer? Explains Rashi. Mechamer leikori ela bebehema. It's applied to a case where behema is carrying. Haniseis masri. V'umanhiga. He's leading an animal who's carrying a load for him. Kari leMechamer. That's called Mechamer. U'muzer olav v'rishon echshich. The one Shabbos brings the Mokar, why it's asur. So Moshe says, well, this wasn't a direct mechamer. It's not a conventional mechamer. Rather, it was klachayad. It was a backhanded, unusual way of doing it. Shein derech tole los es masi. Rashi says, it's not a derech of a tole to carry a masi. Certainly not in this way of plucking it into the tzemer. And it's not also minatir. What about midrabanan? Says the Gemara, this was their question. This was the equation posed to Hillel. We have something which is sheyesh lahetem min haTorah. Kegoyin zeh she'ena mechamer gomer, ela kelachayad. It's only an indirect mechamer. Ve'en kan ela shvus. It's only a drabbanan. And Rashi adds a point. Because really we have a kasha. We learned yesterday that even an issa drabbanan or shvus can't necessarily be done for the sake of a mitzvah. It's only mutar, according to Rabbi Akiva, if it's something which is time sensitive, which could not have been done yesterday, but this knife, you could have brought it yesterday. So why was it mutar? So Rashi adds to answer this question. He says like this: Afilu shvus today, even this shvus here, loy chomer, kishar shvus, is not the same. It doesn't have the same chashivus and stringency as your standard shvus. Why? Here's a step down. The kol kelachar yad lishchicha. Something done in a backhanded, indirect, unusual manner is not something which is common. So really, it's a step below your typical shvus. It's more lenient than your standard shvus. So that was the question. Could you go ahead and do this on Shabbos? Taisus actually says that the reason why there's no concern of the shvus being done on Shabbos, he says, "Dira masal hanachlu Yisrael." He says, "Shvus behemtei, kill mishvus atzmei," because unlike the case in the Mishnah where the shvus is being done by the person himself, here it was his animal which was engaged in the shvus, and therefore he says it's a step down, step below your standard typical shvus, and therefore they contemplated that perhaps it would be mutter, and since we're speaking about a mitzvah, let's continue Rashi. B'mokah mitzvah, k'agavno d'makav Pesach, since it's needed for the Pesach, what is Allah? And he responded, let's take a look what the crowd is going to do tomorrow. And indeed, it turns out that it was mutar. So conclusion, regarding the second question they asked him, which was a person forgot to prepare his knife, can he bring it on Shabbos? He said, let's take a look at what everybody's going to do. And indeed, they observed the people conducting themselves as follows. Putting the knife into the animal's wool, etc. Derech shinoi, bringing it in that manner to Beis HaMikdash. Why isn't there a concern of avoid the bekachim? You're using the carbon, it wasn't yet a carbon, because they only made it a carbon once it got to the Beis HaMikdash. What about being Magdash at Shabbos, which is Asur? In this case, since it's time sensitive, it's Chayvis Shekabula and Zman, we learned from Rabbi Yechanan, it's Mutter to be done even on Shabbos. What about the Isser of Mechamer, using your animal, even a Chulin animal, cannot be used to carry a load? Gemara says it's klachayad, it's not the conventional manner of carrying loads, and since it's for the sake of a mitzvah, it was mutar. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Kol Mesiyar. If one exhibits haughtiness, Im Chachamu, this fellow is a Chacham, Gaiva and Chachma are incompatible. Chachmaso Mestalekes Vemenu. His Chachma will leave him. Unlike Chachma pertaining to physical matters, worldly matters, scientific matters, that's compatible with bad midas. But the Chachma of Hashem, which is a purely spiritual entity, it's an absolute connection to Hashem, that only works when a person removes his barriers, his bad midas. But when a person exhibits gaiva, even the Chachma which he already attained will leave him. Im Naviu, if he is a Navi, Nuvu also Mestalekes Vemenu, due to the gaiva, his Navias will leave him. How do we know this? Im Chachamu, Chachmasa Mestalekes Vemenu. We know this from Hillel, Mehillah, from our story. Damamar. We just learned that Hillel was appointed Nasi, and he began to taunt them. Hischel Mekantaram Bedvarim, and he said, Vekamalu. Oh, and he said, well, why don't you know this halacha? It's only because of the laziness, you haven't really immersed yourself properly in Torah, you weren't Meshamesh, Mayim Avtali, that's why you don't know. So apparently this was a slight expression of gaiva. And what was the result of this? V'ka'amarlu, the next time around, when they asked him the next question, he said, well, I don't know. Halacha zu shamati. Indeed, I actually learned this halacha v'shachachta and I forgot. So the result of this slight expression of gaiva, he lost the chachma. Now what's fascinating is that Hillel HaZaken was the epitome of an anav. The Gemara Shabbos tells us that a person should strive to emulate the example of Hillel. We know that story where he was put to test and he was degraded and treated with disrespect by those two people who gambled, who's going to get Hillel angry. And the Gemara uses that as an example of the extreme humility of Hillel HaZaken. Apparently, on his level, this too was considered a slight expression of gaiva, which resulted in him losing somewhat his chachma. So that's how we know that chachma leaves a person. Im naviu, if this fellow who exhibited gaiva is a navi, nuvo asa mislakes menu, his nabo will leave him. How do we know that? Midvar, from the dvar hanavi, tchsiv, chadlu prazan b'Yisrael. She expressed herself in a slightly condescending manner, in reference to the previous leaders of Klal Yisrael. She says, Klal Yisrael can no longer live in the open, unprotected cities. Chodlu, Prozim B'Yisrael, Chodlu, Achakamte Dvora, Shakamte Em B'Yisrael, the Goyim, until Dvora was established as the leader in Klal Yisrael. So, she presented herself in higher regard, in contrast to the previous leaders of Klal Yisrael. Uksiv, and as a result of that, we see that she lost, she was silenced from her nevuah. Uri, Uri, Dvar, wake up, Dvar, Uri, Uri, Dabishir. So we see that temporarily, her nevuah left her. Rish Lakish Amar, called Adam Shekoyis. The same thing applies to Kas. If a person expresses anger, called Adam Shekoyis, Im Chachamu, Chachmasa Mistalaximenu. If he's a Chacham, his Chachma leaves him. Im Naviu, Nevuasa Mistalaximenu. How do we know this? Im Chachamu, this fellow who exhibited anger, is a chacham, chachmasam bestalaks mimenu. He loses his chacham, we know that, mi Moshe, tichsev. Vayiksev Moshe apkudei chayil, when the army came back from their war with Midian, he expressed anger. Why did you leave the Nekevos alive? And as a result of that, he lost chachma. He forgot the halach, uksiv. When they needed to know how to proceed with the kalim that they got from the goyim, it wasn't Moshe who instructed them. He forgot the halacha. Rather, it was Elazar. Vayomer Elazar HaKohen, Elan She'atzov, Habamim Mechama, Zoyzcho Gzatayra, Shetiv Hashem Es Moshe V'Goymer. And he gave them very specific instructions on how to proceed with the Kelim Hagola, how we extract the embedded non-kosher flavor in the Kelim. Now, this halacha was taught to who? Zoyzcho Gzatayra, Shetiv Hashem Es Moshe. It was taught to Moshe, not to Elazar. Elazar learned it from Moshe. Still in all, who was needed here? Who had to teach them the halacha? Elazar. Apparently Moshe forgot. Mechlal de Moshe aluminate was concealed from him as a result of his slight expression of anger. Im Naviu, the same thing if a person is a Navi and he gets angry, Nevuasa Mestalekes Vemenu, he loses the Nevuah. How do we know that? Me'elisha. From Elisha HaNavi. Dechsiv, when he went out to Yehoram, he expressed irritation. He said, "Lule pnei yishafat melech yudan inoisim abed elechav erechav agoyim." That Hashem is only expressing himself because Yishafat is here, but not because of you, Yayoram. So he expressed anger and irritation. And what happened? Uksiv, that Elisha was silenced from his nevuah. Va'ato chuli menaga. Now, bring for me a musician in order to generate nevuah, to restore my nevuah. Voyakenagana menaga, when the musician would play his instrument, va'atiyala v'yad Hashem, and then nevuah descended on him. Omar Rabbi Moni Rapatish, kol shekoyis, a person gets angry, I feel personally all of gedulim ha'shamayim, even if he earned a place of high position, he was given a position of high status from Hashem. Moiridin oisai, he loses it. Menolam me Eliyav. Eliyav was one of David Amelech's brothers. And due to his anger, he lost favor by Hashem, he lost his status. Shenemar, Vayichar af Eliyav b'David. Eliyav got mad at David. Vayomer, Loma ze yoranta, why did you leave the flock? Valmi natashta matatzai, with whom did you leave the sheep there? You left the flock, just hefker. That's irresponsible. Valmi natashta matatzai nahena b'midbar. Ani adati as doincha v'esroel levavcha, I know how bad you are, kilaman, ro'is ha'mocham yirata. Simply due to your curiosity, you wanted to go observe the war, you left the sheep unattended. So he expressed anger. What happened as a result? When Shmuel Hanavi went to anoint, to find the David HaMelech, to anoint him as king, so he took a look at all the brothers. He went from one to the other. And the last one was David. He didn't imagine that David HaMelech would be appointed. So he went from one to the next. Bekuluksiv, when it comes to all the other brothers, it says Hashem responded, Loi bazeh b'chah Hashem. No, Hashem didn't choose this one. Go to the next one. So he went from one to the other. Ubi Eliyav k'siv. So when it comes to the other brothers, there was no harsh expression here. Hashem didn't choose them, fine. But when it comes to Eliyav, Ubi Eliyav k'siv, Vayom Hashem al Shmuel, Al tavot amareyo. Don't take a look at his appearance. Al tavot El Mareu, Vel Gvoya Kamasai, nor his 12 features, Ki Ma'astiu, because I negated him, I was moyas in him, he was repulsive to me. Miklal Davarachim Le'ad Idna. The fact that it says, Ki Ma'astiu, indicates that it's a recent development. Apparently, initially, Miklal Davarachim Le'ad Idna, up until this point, he found favor in Hashem's eyes. Hashem liked him. So he occupied a high position by Hashem. But due to his kas, he lost that status. We see from here that kas will bring a person to lose his position and his high status that was granted to him in Hashemai. Okay, time for a brief chazar of today's daf. We began with the exchange between the Bnei Basera and Hillel, who asked him two questions. It's called Pesach de Shabbos, and he answered very resolutely. He says, yeah, just as Tamid is Deicha Shabbos, the more it tells us because the Pasuk says, Al Oilas HaTamid, which indicates that a Tamid is brought on Shabbos. The same thing regarding Pesach, which is connected to Tamid using Igzer Shava Mayad Mayad. Regarding the second question, can a person transport his knife on Pesach? He says, I forgot. The more it says it's because he expressed himself with somewhat of a Gava expression, and therefore he forgot the halacha that he himself learned. He says, let's observe the crowd. And indeed, what do they see? That people were bringing their knives, transporting them in a kla'achar yad manner, derech shinoi, because it was for the sake of a mitzvah, and therefore it was allowed. And the Gemara concluded that, indeed, if a person expresses himself haughtily with gaiva, if he is a chacham, his chacham gets lost, we learn this from Hillel, if he is a navi, navius gets lost, as we see from Devorah. Same thing, a person expresses himself with kas, he loses his chacham, we see that from Moshe Rabbeinu, and he loses his nevuah, as we see from Elisha. In fact, from Eliyahu, we see that even if Poiskin Gdula, if they appointed a person to a position of greatness, due to kas, he can go ahead and lose that position as well. Be well and much hatzlacha.